Today's daf Masechet Shabbos daf Kuf Mem Vav. At the tail end of today's daf, we have a new Mishnah, which the second half deals with halachas of the realm of Maris Ayin. If a person's clothing fell in the water while walking on Shabbos, they may be worn, and one need not be concerned that people will think he did his laundry on Shabbos. When the person arrives to the outer courtyard, which the Rishonim explained is near the entrance to the city, is a guarded spot. Linking back to the first half of the Mishnah, it also speaks about places that are mishtamer, that are guarded. He may spread out the clothing in the sun, but out of sight of people, again, to prevent onlookers from suspecting him of doing laundry. The Gemara immediately points out this Mishnah is rejected. The halacha follows Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. That is, that this is Asur, and the basis is from the Braisa we had back on Samach Dal Amabez that we discussed. The Gemara quotes it here again. Kol makom she'asur chachamim b'nei marasayin, anywhere where the chachamim prohibited something because of suspicion, raises suspicion. Afilu b'chadre chadarim asur, it's even going to be problematic to do so in the private spaces of one's home. This is how we paskin Shulchan Aruch Shin Aleph Sif Mem Hey, and we said at that time, back on Samach Dal Amud Beis, although it would be problematic to hang dry clothes even in a place like a laundry room, it's Chadri Chadarim, putting them inside a closet should enable one to skirt around the issue. Now, the Michas Yitzchak has a tshuva in Chelek Tes, Simon Chav Gimel, where he was asked by someone who went to the mikvah on Shabbos morning, and the fan there was blowing cold air, making it very uncomfortable to be in the mikvah. He took a wet towel from Erev Shabbos, that had been used in Erev Shabbos, and covered the fan, wondering to himself afterwards that was permitted based on this halacha from our Gemara. So he quotes the Kaf HaChaim in Simon Shin Chaf, that's Reish Nun Tess, and he brings the Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Vayichi Os Gimel, that a hand towel that had been used multiple times, making it quite damp, may be spread out to dry if it's clear the towel has some contamination on it. And he brings a Zuhama, he calls it. He brings another proof from the Chai Adam in Klal Chav Beis, the Menchas Yitzchak brings to the Chai Adam, Klal Chav Beis, Ozayin, where he talks about baby diapers. These are cloth ones, of course. They can be spread out even in the courtyard and Shabbos since they have the baby's tzoa on it, even a small amount. And then the Chai Adam adds, and if they have no tzoa at all, he leaves it as a tzarachiyun. Now, the Ben Ish Chai, he says, we should not protest those who are lenient in the case of the towel, but a machmir tavo aleim bracha. If you are stringent in this area, that brings on a person blessings. The Menachas Yitzchak finishes up and says, the mikvah towel, which was used by a few people, is no worse than the towel of the Ben Ish Chai. Of course, one can be machmir and receive bracha, but by being lenient, there's no prohibition, especially here to shield oneself from the cold air. And it's clear to all that this towel wasn't hung there to dry. A fantastic, clear, people will see what the purpose was. A fantastic double lesson here. We must strive to always live life with integrity and be above suspicion, but at the same time, whatever we want to be done to ourselves, and we don't want others to suspect us, we must be careful not to jump to conclusions when we see the behavior of other people.